Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio. Get Fact with Darren Moore.
I found out yesterday, it was interesting. I knew Ronald Reagan had said this back in 1985 or 86. I didn't know he'd actually done it. You know, he signed a pact with then leader of the USSR, which would eventually become Russia. He signed a pact with them saying our armies will work together if invaded by aliens.
Ah.
I know he said it. He was like, one of the only things that would unite us as a globe was if we had a shared threat, which is obvious. Yeah. So calling occupants of interplanetary craft, we're waiting at any moment now. Just intervene. So
now would be the time.
Now would be the time. This hide and go seek is not working for me.
Yeah.
Listen, for those of you interested on in maintaining a happy relationship for life, researchers, and this is a long stand, this is 25 years of research. Researchers now believe that they can accurately predict whether a couple will stay together with extreme accuracy.
Okay, tell us.
Based on this one basic thing. A partner's reaction to things that excite the other. It's that simple. Husband, wife says, oh, look at that beautiful word. And the husband goes, yeah, that relationship won't work. It's that simple.
Darren, I agree with you. Oh my gosh, I'm so on board with what you just said.
It's that simple. You keep looking and you want to phone Dr. Ruth and you read all the cosmopolitan stories about 10 things that make a successful relationship and blah, blah. No, it's as simple as, does he get excited about what I get excited about? Does he at least get excited that I'm excited? Do you see what
Sky,
I mean?
Sky, when you're sitting watching footy, how does baby mama?
Like when Ronaldo scores.
Yeah.
Oh, no, she's keen now.
Oh, yay. They're together.
Forever and ever and ever.
And like on Saturday, I was down after the soccer. She was down after the soccer.
Well, so, I see. We're down together. We're up together.
Yeah.
That's the good relationships. Up and down. A lot of ups and downs.
Yeah.
Together.
Shout out.
And this is my favorite. You're going to love this. It's all about perspective. Life is not about what you have and what you don't have or who you're with or who you're not with. It's about how you perceive it, how you filter it. The Portsmouth Sinfonia are so proud.
Yeah.
But they're proud of themselves for what you would consider, for what reason? They are proud because they are now ranked.
Yes.
The Portsmouth Sinfonia are ranked as the worst orchestra on planet Earth.
And they're proud of it.
They are so
embrace your you.
So the Portsmouth Sinfonia are made up of people that are not allowed to be professionals. They're people, they're musicians who are in training or only or first time attempting to play a musical instrument. And so here it is for you.
No, stop it.
Their debut on East Coast Radio, the Portsmouth Sinfonia with a Space Odyssey.
Oh,
yay!
Oh,
wait a minute. So there's one man carrying the whole thing.
He's carrying the whole thing. Wait for it, wait for it.
Uh-oh.
The absolute worst in the world, and they love it. Isn't that amazing? Portsmouth is all the way up. It's up north, east coast. It's where the naval port is.
Okay.
Kerry, I only know it because there's a football team called Portsmouth.
And Christopher Hitchens is from there.
Love this fact.
And the greatest worst orchestra on earth, the Portsmouth Symphony. Listen to them. They're still going. Well done, Portsmouth.
I would hire them. I would.
There you go. Did it happen?
Oh, yeah, mate, it absolutely did. Yeah, 100%.
What happened, mate?
We got Portsmouth.
Yeah, we got Portsmouth.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.